What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we've got some great shit for you this episode.
So much
so
great
excited.
Shit. It's my favorite. It is my favorite self-helpbook.
Yeah, this is basically like Delaney's Christmas.
Yes.
This
Delaney's is the way Kelsey it. Feels about makeup, I feel about Marie Kondo.
Oh. Yes. So we're going to be talking about the magical art of tidying up today. But before we get into that, we've got some segments and some plugs. If you could please go subscribe to Self-Helpless on iTunes, we would appreciate it. Very, very much. That way new episodes can go right into your newsfeed. And give it a 5-star rating and review. That's going to help us get into the new and noteworthy section, mm-hmm. which we're just like, that's on my goals poster.
Yeah.
At home.
Oh, yeah. I've been the secreting that.
Oh, yes. Have you?
Every day I wake up and I just visualize and pretend we're already there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? It genuinely feels good to do something like that for somebody. Like, there was a girl I'm Facebook friends with who's a comic, and she's in a contest right now, and she was asking, like, if you could take a second and go vote for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything better in my time. I'll take 10 seconds, and I did, and I felt nice afterward.
Yeah, it feels really good. It's so easy.
Yeah, it felt good to help. So that's
We're
my way
to
of
help you feel good.
Yeah.
It's not even about us.
This is about you, okay?
Help us help you.
Yeah, so go leave that 5-star rating and review, because what we do now, when we have one that just really stands out and makes us feel extra warm and fuzzy inside, we read one of them.
Going to give a shout out to one of our reviewers. This week is, we're pulling it up.
Here it is. Okay. This one says, new favorite podcast.
Hey.
In all caps.
Sweet.
With 2 exclamation points. It says, these gals is from A. Demop.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
I'm into it. These gals are the best in caps. Felt like I was getting great advice from my best girlfriend. Smart and funny. A fresh and relatable approach. We love the word relatable. Thank you so much.
Yes.
To the daunting subject of self-help. Can't wait for more apps. My new favorite podcast by far.
Love it.
So
thank
nice.
You. Thank you, Demop.
A Demop.
A Demop. Is that stand for like a democratic opportunity, perhaps?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Maybe it's one
it
of those
is
things.
Possible.
We don't know.
So go follow in their footsteps and say something sweet to us, or put a poop emoji, something fun, whatever.
Ooh, great.
So whimsical.
Yeah. Whatever's in your heart
Love
at the
it.
Moment.
But then put like in brackets, like good poop. Just so people
like a healthy
poop.
The one that's shaped like an S. You know your poops are supposed to be shaped like an S.
What?
Yes. I just found out about the poop scale.
Oh yeah, there's a
poop
scale.
What's it called?
Whoa.
It's like the
what?
I don't know. It's supposed to be the shape of your intestine, and your intestine is basically an S.
So it's supposed to be like long.
It's supposed to be like long and kind of curvy S shaped,
like long tapered logs.
If you keep on this
podcast, just got so gross.
I don't know.
How wiggly is your shit, Taylor?
I've got an S-shaped shit, so I'm
kind of slight okay. curvature.
But it's supposed to be long.
You want me to
long and
would
thin?
You like to see mine?
Yes. Wait, long and thin? Like that? Is that what
I don't
mean?
Know about the pencil poop situation. I think it's got to be like still like a good girth, but like maybe
yeah.
This is just, you know what I'm talking about, Kelsey, right?
I just found out about this poop scale
where it's
like 1 to 10 and you want to be a 5 or 6. One are where they're like the little small
pellet poops. Like bunny rabbit poops.
That's
you don't want that.
You don't
that's
want
all kinds of problems. Yeah.
That's what I had when I was paleo. Is that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that means like what?
Ooh,
constipation? That means like you're dehydrated. It means so many things.
Float.
Not as much fiber.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. And you also don't want like diarrhea.
You guys can't see this, but Taylor's Googling poop now.
Bristol stool chart?
Yes. The Bristol stool chart. If you guys at home have not seen the Bristol stool chart,
very helpful.
You will become very
gross.
I think you want like a 4 or 5, 5 or 6.
Yeah,
like
a 4 is a sausage or snake-like smooth and soft.
I'm crushing it because you guys, my poops are great.
Yeah, that's what my poops have been since I stopped eating meat.
Good job, man.
See, yeah, vegan poops.
This is so interesting.
Best.
Yeah, no, paleo poops were like 1s and 2s.
See?
Wow.
No good.
Wow.
That correlates.
Paleo poops. Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here,
paleo
this
poops.
This is so interesting. We are posting this on the Facebook page.
We really are,
you guys.
Have you guys heard of the Squatty Potty?
Yes.
Oh.
We have one. Me and my sister.
You have
one?
Yeah, that's supposed to be good for your bowels.
Because prevent cancer.
That's pretty much what you would do in the wild.
Yeah.
Right?
Squat down.
You'd squat somewhere.
Poop like a savage.
Yeah.
Drop down and get your ego along. You guys remember that song?
Yes, I do.
That was a good song.
So
yeah, also if you haven't liked the Self-Helpless podcast page on Facebook yet, please go do that. We post all sorts of fun pictures and
so many fun inside jokes on there that you'll only understand if you listen to this and then follow the Facebook.
Be in our group.
Be in our
group.
You can sit with us.
Like us.
And as far as like individual social media, you can follow me on Twitter at Kelsey Cook, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com is my website for tour dates. Taylor, where you at?
TTomComedy.com, at TTomComedy on Instagram, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, because someone who is now Tatom something gave me my name. Thank you so much.
No shit.
Not recently. It was a while ago.
Oh, good.
I still really appreciate her, and I think about her every day.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm at Delaney Fisher across the boards on all social medias. I posted my first Instagram story today. So that was a cool thing I did on social media. You are all here for it. Also, I have a Snapchat. I have not been using it, but I started using it about a week and a half ago. And all I do on Snapchat is spy on my boyfriend. And he never knows I'm doing it, but he's always like singing in the closet, or he's showering and singing, or he's like talking to himself while he poops. Anyway, that's at Delaney Fisher on Snapchat.
Good job, Robert.
Yeah. And I thought like it's like showering with Cam, pooping with Cam. It's all about spying on Cam.
Does
and
he know?
People, and people have been really liking that. So if you seems like
that's an 11 on the Bristol stool chart, by the way, if you can talk to yourself while you poop, that makes it extra magical.
He does all kinds of weird stuff. I love it.
That. He's it's so funny. You got Snapchat just as we deleted it.
Yeah. It was like, and I was like, I was gonna delete it. I'm like, I'm just gonna start taking like snaps of other people, and it happened to be
the
person
I'm with.
You can
do that on Instagram story now.
Oh, I should probably just do it on Instagram story.
Yeah, you have an audience already.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah,
maybe I just do that.
Becoming
I think I have like maybe 10 people on the Snapchat that follows
me. Does.
Yeah,
I don't really know how that works, but just, you know, there you go.
It's awesome. So we're going to go into our quotable segment.
Oh, I got a quote for you guys. It really ties into our whole, you know, our whole episode here.
Okay.
The question of what you want to own is actually the question of how you want to live your life. Marie Kondo,
who is the author of The Magical Art of Tidying Up, which we will be talking about momentarily.
Yeah. And that is just such, I think that's such a true quote.
Yeah.
I agree with it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about
feng shui?
That?
all about it.
I want to own a lot of exercise pants with pockets, and that is also what I want to live my life
in. Yeah, you want to be, you want to have an active lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah, with pockets.
A fit kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh man, if I could just like, if I could get pregnant on the sides of my thighs and just like carry them around in a little, that would be so much more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, no, because then you'd be lopsided if you only had one, and I don't want to. Yeah, no, well, that analogy didn't work. I apologize to our listeners for leading you astray.
We're going to bring you back to the main path.
But it's true. What you want to own
is, what, yeah.
Is, you know, that's, there's that song in Rent where they're like, it's what you own. Remember that?
God, you have a gorgeous voice.
Can you do that again, though? Because
I didn't know you could sing, Taylor. I had no idea. No idea.
I really wish I could. Oh my gosh. In the artist way where they are like, write down all your alternative lives.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, if I could like, if I could like sing and dance, I would give up being funny in a second.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Right?
To be a pop star? Please.
Seriously. Oh, I'd want to be on Broadway.
Comedy.
Like, I want to be Sutton Foster so bad.
Oh my God.
But I can't do it. You want to be like Britney Spears?
Yes. Of course. I wanted to be a Spice Girl.
That would be nice.
You want to be a Spice Girl?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Ginger Spice.
Spice Girl.
I've always liked gingers. I've always liked Ginger Spice.
That's incredible.
Started with Ariel.
So now your boyfriend calls his dick.
That's right. Spice Rack. Oof.
Robert,
I was going to say, sometimes it's a spice rack, but that got real gross. That's a titty fucking joke, if anybody didn't follow.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh my God.
Gross, you guys.
Too far.
Too far.
We are classy ladies.
We opened like, with like five minutes about poop. I think I don't think we can claim that.
You know what
anymore.
I want to own one day? I want to have a private chef of some kind, if it's only for like three meals a week.
Oh, that's a
that's
cool.
The kind of life I want to live.
Sponsor Blue Apron. No,
yeah,
kidding. That would have been perfect timing.
So,
but really, Blue Apron.
A Blue Apron.
That's what I want to live. Okay.
I love it.
Kelsey, I think you have like a self-careless situation.
I do.
This week.
I do have a self-careless situation.
I can't wait to hear about this one.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I just told the girls the first sentence of this.
And we were like, save it.
Shut your lips.
Yep.
Shut your dumb pyramid scheme and lips. So, you guys, I've been going through a weird phase. I'm not sure what's going on with me. I don't know if like my birth control is getting a little wonky.
Your boobs look bigger.
They've been so big lately.
They're enormous.
Heavens. I feel like am I pregnant? Maybe I'm pregnant.
Could you imagine?
I hope I'm not.
You should probably take a test just to ease your mind.
Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Anyway, I've been like forgetting birth control pills here and there, and then I have to double up and my body like explodes like in every way. Like, it's just not great. So I got this weird wild hair up my ass. I was sitting next to a woman on a plane a few weeks ago, and she, as we were getting off, she kind of started to make small talk with me and was like, so what are you here for?
Is this the lady that took you to lunch?
Yes.
I knew that was weird.
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
So
I remember you said that.
Something a little weird. So I told her, I was like, oh, I'm here for comedy shows. I was like, what are you here for? And she's like, well, I can say this. I'm a real estate agent, but I'm here for a conference. And I won't say what the company is, but she was there for a conference with this company. And she was like, yeah, you know, I make my living as a real estate agent. I have for a long time, but I this is a great business thing on the side that I really like doing. It gives me extra money and really helps me out. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she started to be like, yeah, I'd love to tell you about it. And she's like, where are you staying? And I said the hotel. And she's like, I'm staying there too. And I was like, well, that's crazy.
Was she really?
She was though.
Okay, good.
I know. She actually was. And she's like, do you want to take a lift together? And by the way, she's like in her like mid 60s. Like she's like my mom.
Oh, okay.
Like she's like
a mom. She's like precious.
Yeah. Sweet woman. She's like, why don't we take a ride to the hotel together, do a lift? I was like, that's fine. So we do that. And then she's like, since you paid for the lift, why don't I take us to lunch?
Oh, okay.
And we go to like McCormick and Schmick's. Like, I'm not going to say no to fucking McCormick and Schmick's. It's
I've never been there.
Oh, that sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Like, food?
It's amazing. Like an amazing seafood house. Like amazing seafood steak. Seafood. Upscale. incredible.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, of course. I'm not going to say no to this. So we go. We talk about just like life, get to know each other. I have this very nice conversation with her, and then she starts to tell me a little bit about this business, and I'm like trying to ask questions, and she's like, you should just come to one of the conferences this weekend. And I'm like, my schedule's pretty busy. I don't think I'm going to be able to. And she's like, well, I just, you know, you can get so many more things answered there. And she's kind of like dodging certain questions. And I'm like,
is this Herbalife?
Yeah, it's not Herbalife, but it's another one of these companies.
Okay.
And, but she's saying things that are making sense to me in terms of like how it helps people and like how you would get customers or whatever. I'm like, I mean, that makes sense to me, but I'm still a little weary or whatever. And then she's like following up with me in text throughout the weekend and just being sweet. She like tells me her life story. She's this very sweet woman who's opened up to me about like her parents, like when her parents passed away and like going through a rough divorce and all that, like, you know,
That's how they get you.
Yeah. It's like a very real human connection.
Right.
So then she's like, you know, next week, she lives in the Valley. Like she lives like very near where I live. And she's like, next week,
watch your back.
I'm having people over, and like the regional director, who is this big guy in the company, he's actually going to be at my house giving the presentation. I would love if you and your boyfriend came just to get to know about the company more. So I go, and this guy is very like, oh my God, it was like Wolf of Wall Street. Like I felt like I was hypnotized.
Oh wow.
Like he had these kind of mechanisms that I could tell it was doing something to me, where he would start a sentence and then the rest of the audience would finish it. Like he would do that over and over. Ooh. Where he'd be like, he's like, what do you think that makes? And then like the people would just be go, or they'd go sense. He'd be like, yeah, I think it makes sense. Like it was this weird pattern. And Kane was like catching on to all of it. And I don't know what's going on with my brain lately, but I just was like,
Was he attractive?
And he's an older man, like same like 60s. Yeah. But like, you know, nice looking, seems trustworthy, all those things.
Okay.
And so at the end of it, they're like, you're looking at a little piece of paper and they're like, so to sign up, it's $499.
Whoa.
Oh my God, Kelsey.
I know,
oh,
you guys.
Man.
Trust me. I think I'm having like a quarter life crisis.
Kelsey, who
maybe.
Are you?
I think I'm having a quarter life crisis. Like, I legitimately think
the
that
the Kelsey
is,
I know would never.
You guys, I'm telling you, something is weird with me lately. Like,
maybe you should take that test.
You like wrote a check?
So people there were starting to write checks and like filling out their information or whatever.
Wow.
Because they do this whole presentation where it's like, if you can talk to two of your friends and get them on board, then they talk to two of their friends. And I'm just picturing the scene from The Office where Michael Scott is describing it. And Jim's like, it sounds like a pyramid scheme. And he's like, what is nothing to do with pyramid, whatever. Right. And then Jim Halpert just stands up and does
a triangle
around it. And Michael Scott's like, I need to make some phone calls. Like, I'm seeing this happen. And the guy is so smart. He goes, by the way, I know that like some of you might look at this and go, hey, that's a pyramid scheme. But any business any business is in the shape of a pyramid, where there's a head CEO and then that person hired two people. And then that that's how all businesses
they know we've
are.
Named them.
Yes. Yes.
What's their new name? Hurry, quick.
Yeah. So he's saying that. And I'm like, I mean, technically he's right. And it's hard because
we're going to call him a conehead.
There's also
it's the conehead scheme.
There's also, you know, I'm seeing that this guy has made his living doing this, or that this woman whose house I'm at has a job and is like making money on the side. And so in my head, I'm just thinking like, well, if it doesn't take that much extra work, I mean, would it hurt to be making extra money on the side? So I tell them, I'm like, I just have some more questions. Like, would you guys be willing to like meet up again? Like, can I just grab coffee with you and kind of pick your brain more? And they're like, yeah, of course. So I meet up with them for coffee the next day.
This is a whole thing.
You guys.
Can you at least tell us what kind of product it is?
Skincare. They work with Nutra. Like telecommunications, like phones, like phone plans and electricity bills and
stuff that
somebody, something that people already have that you're just saying, I can lower your bills.
Interesting.
So it's like, which to me made sense. Cause I was like, well, yeah, you're not selling them like a lotion that they don't necessarily
need. What is the $500 for your own system?
It's for the website setup and all this, like all this shit. Kay. I don't know, you guys.
I'm getting comfortable.
As I'm telling it back, I'm like, how did I do this? I can't.
Taylor, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I know. I'm taking
Olsen has popcorn, like in her. It's popcorn eating, watching Kelsey.
Yeah.
I'm hypnotized by this story.
Yeah.
And so I ask more questions and they seem to be giving me the right answers. Like I just, to me in my head, it's making sense that it's easy to help people get their electricity bills lowered and their phone bills lowered, all this shit. And so I sign.
Wow.
And they run my card for $499.
Holy shit.
And I walk away feeling, again, kind of high. Like, I'm just like, I just did that. Like, like wow, I really just did
the
that.
Hypnotism
I'm
rewarding you.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like coming?
Because also it was like, if you sign up now, the July bonuses are such that you're going to make all this back in like 2 days you will help you sign these next two people up and then you just make it back. So I just kept thinking, well, at the worst, it will be a wash.
Huh.
Because they made it sound so guaranteed. Like this is the easiest thing to get two people to sign up.
Right.
We're so lucky she didn't buy into this because we would have been
the ones on the podcast.
Oh my God, yeah.
And you guys, we have this great new thing.
Yeah, this is our pyramid right here. Yeah. So
it's called AT&T.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows about Sprint?
Yeah. We're literally sitting in triangle shapes right now. Like
So did Kane say don't go to this thing? Was he like, hey, don't do it? Or was he like, just find out whatever you want to do?
Well, Kane was also interested in learning more about it, but he was like not planning on, I mean, he didn't like have the means at the time to even buy into it, but he was just like kind of curious to hear more about it.
Right.
So he didn't realize that I was like getting coffee with them and that I was going to actually go through with it. So I came home kind of like in a trance and I was like, I did it. And he's like, you did what? And I was like, I signed up. He's like, what?
Like you're going to war.
Man.
Yeah. I signed up for the draft. And he was like, what are you talking about? You gave them $500? And I was like,
oh man.
Yeah, but I'm going to make it back.
Oh no.
They said I'm going to make it back and then I'm going to make more money and I'm going to keep making money. And he was like, Kels, he's like, that's not you at all. Like he's like, I'm shocked that you never do anything. Like you're so careful with money. I am floored that you did this. And all of a sudden I start to cry because I'm like, oh my God. Like I was like, I thought that you knew I was going to do that and that you thought it was a good idea. He's like, no, I did not think you were going to do that at all. I would have told you no if like I would have helped you be like, no, don't do that. And so then I start to cry and he's like, just calm down. Like, let's look it up more. And sure enough, we type the company name into Google and it's just like scam.
You didn't do that before.
Scam.
No, you had a full 24 hours to think about it and you didn't Google them?
I Googled.
Okay.
I Googled them, but I went like directly to their website.
Oh, you didn't go to reviews. No.
I went directly to their website to learn more about the company. I didn't see like what just other Google results pop up.
Wow.
Because when you type in the name, the first thing that comes up is just the name again. And right. Below it, it's that name plus scam.
Right.
So then Kane starts clicking on all these YouTube videos of people being like, this is my experience with this company.
Oh,
they fucking robbed me blind. All this shit.
Oh, Jesus.
And
oh, my God.
Meanwhile, I am in hysterics.
Eric. So like, God, like I am like freaking out. I'm doing the hyperventilating crying. I'm like,
oh no.
And he's like, it's okay. It's going to be fine. And I look, thank God, I look closely at the paperwork of this like contract thing. And it's like, you can get a full refund within 10 business days.
Oh, good.
If you are no longer wishing to go forward with the company.
Oh.
So I like immediately like fucking fax that shit in. I email the people. I make the calls. It went back into my account within like 2 days. Crisis averted. But it was so uncomfortable to text that woman.
Wow.
Because I had to be like, hey, some TV things have come through and I no longer feel like I need to make this extra money. And it's just not the right time for me. But, you know, I really appreciate it because I went from like literally like an hour before that. I'm so excited, you guys. We're gonna make money.
I'm like fucking wheeling
and dealing. Like, I'm like, yeah, wow, this makes sense. Like, finger guns. Like, we got this. Got you in my corner. God. This is good. And then within an hour, I mean, it was a full cycle, a full journey of me canceling with her. And she was like,
wow.
Okay. But you know what? That has to happen.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because if it can happen to me, who's somebody who really does have like a good head on their shoulders and doesn't, I've never, ever done anything like this.
Wow.
Ever. It must happen to people all the time.
All those YouTube videos.
The thing is like, I was there at the hotel where people were meeting. There were many people there who do make money off of it.
Right.
But you have to be like deciding to make that your whole life.
Right.
Basically like that is your focus, is getting all these people to sign up and whatever. And
that woman wasn't even flying anywhere. She was just on the plane. Recruit.
Like, oh, I think that's Kelsey.
Well, she was really aggressive with like in the Lyft driver. But she was like, is this how you make your money full time? Or do you like business cards? Like really?
I mean,
she's a fucking hustler. Yeah. Cause that she legitimately does make money doing it, but it's because she hustles that hard.
Right.
So, I talked about that in therapy. I was like, I think
she hustles
like,
that hard and she still is a realtor most of the time.
Yeah. Which is,
yeah,
I couldn't. Yeah.
The fact that she was trying to get a Lyft driver to do something on the side, I'm like, probably already lifting on the side.
Yeah. This is his side.
He's also Postmating and all the other shit, Ubering.
That is a great story.
Wow.
Yeah. So my therapist thinks I'm like looking for like unhealthy like ways to get a rush.
I think you are being self-destructive.
Oh. Yeah, you are for sure. Yeah. So
what other shit are you doing to yourself?
I don't.
I'm like smoking crack in the alley. Therapist, Delaney.
What else you got? Hit me with something else.
Yeah. So.
Boring. What's next?
Yeah, so
Thank God you got the money back, because that would have been awful if it was like, no, you never heard from this person again, you couldn't contact them.
Yeah,
the phones had been, you know, burned.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't there was just like a busy signal when you called her.
Yeah,
you know, like thank God you were able to get it back.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I mean that is really the like the sweet spot at the end of this crazy story is thankfully there, if anything, yeah, like you said, it's, I can write a joke about it or something.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I have to, but
God.
I was swindled. I was swindled so hard.
Wow.
I was wined and dined and like.
You really were.
Yeah.
Really, that's some good food.
It was amazing.
She came like fucking guns ablazing.
Yeah, with my defenses down, eating fish tacos. I'm like, oh God, tell me whatever. I'll believe it. But yeah, so.
Jeez.
I don't know what I don't know. Something's up with me and I'm feeling it a lot with what we're going to talk about, for our main segment in a bit, like tidying up and kind of shedding a layer of skin almost. I mean, she talks about that. And the thing is like, she's amazed at how many people are like, I changed my job after I read your book, because you start to tidy up and you're like, I don't need this.
Right.
Or like, so I don't know what is going on with me, but it's a weird thing.
I mean, we're all in our 20s and I feel like just like every couple years, it's like, oh, I'm a
different person.
Different human now. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh my God. That's such it's so frequent. I'm like exhausted by myself. I'm like, ugh, what now? Like, what thing are you bored of that you loved now? Like, it's so annoying. Just be the same person for a while.
I'm sick of sighing into mirrors. Like, who are you? I thought I figured it out.
I'm sick of buying a wardrobe and then throwing that out and being like, why did I like this?
It's
like,
I threw out some pleather leggings last week, and I was like, I had multiple pairs. I was like, Taylor, you thought these were so great, and they look so cheap. So bad.
So like, cheap.
Why were you? And then I remembered it's because I saw Divergent.
That's a pretty good reason.
Those look real cool.
I need me some of those to run through the forest.
I wore them a couple times, but I mean, they're just like leggings, but they have pleather on them.
Okay, you're not allowed to watch the Pirates of the Caribbean cool. new movie yeah. that Is came out. Well, because what if you wear fucking pirate hats? You think that's great? You know?
That's Taylor's new thing.
I don't think you're allowed to base your clothing off of any more movies.
I was like typing in Divergent outfits.
Oh my god. I could actually see that in your wardrobe now. That actually makes sense.
Oh like, my god.
A lot of my wardrobe has been influenced by the movie Divergent. When they got to Allegiant and they changed everything, I was like, what is happening, you guys? Yeah. I really thought we'd nailed it.
Yeah.
With the leather leggings.
Guys.
Yeah, this is really... Sometimes I just get a thing in my head and I'm like, that's what I do now. Like,
that's who I am.
I bought a denim vest. And I wore it for a little while.
Denim vest. I fucking love my denim vest.
Do you?
What are you trying to say? What is
it
that?
It didn't look good on me.
Do you think I could rock
it
a denim vest? Now
boxing.
I'm questioning my denim vest that I wear twice a week to work.
Oh, you do?
I wear it in public to many people.
You can wear whatever.
Shit.
It didn't look good on me.
I see you wearing it. You're all good.
Yeah. Okay. It also depends on like who you are, what you look like. Like, I just.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of me in it and I was like, Taylor, why? You didn't need to do that.
I think I like the pleather on you much better than denim.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I want to wear vests. Have always been a thing that have haunted me because I want to wear vests.
Right.
So bad. I had this gray like denim vest that was so cool, and I wore it a bunch in high school. And then since then, I've never found another vest that I could wear. And anytime I've tried, my sister's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I just want to be a vest guy now." And they're like, "No,
that's not you.
Well, you ever buy something and you're like, "This looks great," and then you get it home and you're just like, how did this get
home? How did this
the same way Kelsey
home?
Got fucking wrapped up in a pyramid.
Yes. Yes.
It's really
because that
same.
Girl at the fucking Forever 21 who was like, that looks so good on you. And they're like, yeah, it does.
Yes.
And then you come home, you're like, oh my God, it looks like a squirrel.
Well, when older women care about you, it's like, that works into my defuck moment. I think we used to have like, this was bad advice. I did a show on a patio outside on a street corner.
Oh,
compare it to being a stripper, but I didn't make that much money. And I had to do 45 minutes outside in front of like cars going by. It was ridiculous. But I just did a bunch of crowd work and got through it. And then afterward, there was a woman that came up to me. It was like a middle-aged woman. And she was just telling me how great I was and how she still talks to Ellen's mom sometimes. I was like, I don't know if you do.
Ellen DeGeneres?
That's what she said.
Interesting.
Whoa. But she was just like...
Did she try to give you a business card?
She got them. Yeah. I did get a couple. I got a business card while I was on stage. So there was a whole... front table of like older ladies, and two of them were lesbians. I only know that because it was addressed the entire show, because they were like, she was like heckling the whole time and like told the first comic she's a lesbian, and that was like the whole show. And then the woman on the end was like much older than everybody else, and she was talking about how she had guns and she'd been married 5 times. And I was like, we are going to make a movie about you, because she's a retired private investigator who trained the slightly younger lesbian who gave me her business card. Her name was Dusty Harrison.
Oh, wow. My
Dusty
God.
Dusty Harrison Detective Agency.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
I was like, is this real?
You know?
I was like, your parents named you Dusty? Is this a nickname? And she goes, no. I'm like, it's not like Detective Dusty. Like, but your name's Sarah? She's like, no. I'm like, what are your parents' names? Wind and Dirt?
Windy.
I know a football player named Dusty.
Is it a guy?
Girl, no.
Dusty?
Yeah. Dusty. Maybe it's a Dusty.
Yeah, thing. I always thought it was short for Dustin. But you know what's crazy is I'm doing a fucking show for only private investigators in like 2 weeks.
Really?
A backyard full of private investigators. I wonder if Dusty will be there.
Oh.
What city was this in?
This was like Northern California.
Okay, never mind.
Maybe
she travels. She was like an Italian food place.
Oh,
but the fuck moment was when she got teary eyed and just went, don't, please don't give up. Please don't. Please don't give up. And I was like,
okay.
That's some weird pretty.
Was it going to, but now I'm questioning everything.
Well, she was, I mean, she really, I don't know if she.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Paige Weldon had a really funny status where she said, people are always mad when audience members, comedians are always mad when audience members tell them not to quit, but I'm always like, thank you, I was literally just about to. And I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Because that just happened. And I was like, what? Do you think? But then I look at where I was performing and I was like, that makes sense.
I'm next to a Home Depot. So
Brian Regan has a funny story about how he performed at like a corporate event. And some guy was like afterward, he was like, so what do you do like for a living?
Oh,
he was like,
no.
What? For decades.
Oh, my gosh.
Following. Like, it never stops. And then there was a baby at the show, and the baby was so quiet. It didn't make any noise. Everybody else heckled me except for the baby. And I got to, like, get up close to the baby. I haven't touched a baby in a long time. Like, I haven't held one or anything because I just don't have access to babies.
Yeah.
And that sound is so creepy. Everything I just said.
I do if you want to talk.
I got a baby guy. Yeah. The mom
and Creed Bratton over here.
I got a baby guy. That's what I miss about church is you could like volunteer and like the nursery.
Oh yeah, touch the children.
That looks great. Okay. Not touch them, but okay.
Delaney,
care for them, watch. I don't know. But she was like passing her baby around, and like the comic's girlfriends were holding them. And
that's
I
weird.
Didn't hold the baby because I was scared. But I like said hi to her and I held her little hand and I looked at her little face. And you guys. It was so hard not to quit comedy
and have a baby.
In that moment to have a baby because it wasn't even my baby.
Yeah.
And I wanted one so bad.
Oh.
Wow.
More than any pair of pleather leggings.
Oh, wow.
That's
a lot.
I wanted
it. It gets worse.
It was the cutest. I'm only 23. This has only happened to me in like the last year where I was like, I need a baby.
Yeah.
I want that.
Those ovaries
to be my
start
life.
Quivering.
Yeah. Yeah. It will happen to me every once in a while, and then I'll hang out with a real baby for about 25 minutes. I'm like, oh, never mind. That was just a weird moment I had. Once it's like, oh, shit, you need a lot of stuff that I can't give you, then I feel good about it. But, yeah, there's always that, like, overwhelming feeling every once in a while where it's like, oh, shit.
It feels so frightening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How overpowering it is when your brain knows, like, nah, you got dreams. You got stuff. You don't even have someone who could put a baby in you right now.
I know a guy. Like, we could talk. But
I got a baby guy.
Same baby guy. Same baby guy.
So that was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I've been so excited. I've been on the road for the last 2 weeks, and I read. I listened to this book. I listened to The Magical Art of Tidying Up.
Yes.
I wish I could.
Kelsey. Yeah.
I would read this over and over. Like, I probably will read this over and over again my whole life. It's just so good. I know you're only supposed to really, you don't even need to do it once, but like.
No, I disagree.
It's magic. Yeah, like I feel like you change.
I feel like I need to hear it at least. It's like Artist Way. Like,
it is the Artist Way, yeah.
I need it a couple more times in me. By the way, The Magical Art of Tidying Up, just so you guys know.
I think her name is Marie Kondo.
Oh, probably.
She's Japanese.
Marie Kondo. I probably said Marie or Mary.
Yeah,
my bad.
I only know because I listened to her on a podcast and she had like an
interpreter.
And
good to know.
The guy who was interviewing her was like, a lot of people call you Marie Kondo, but it's actually Marie.
Interesting.
So yeah.
And if you don't know, it's just her philosophy on how to declutter your home and your belongings and ultimately your life. But one of the first things, I mean, you guys are fresher with it than I am, mm-hmm. but it's like you sort by categories instead of rooms in your home.
Yeah.
Like you gather all of your books and you put them on your floor. You see every single book that you have. You don't just go to your bedroom and look at the books at what you have.
Right.
And you do that for every category. You kind of start easy with like, what is it? Books, clothing.
Yeah.
And then eventually work your way up to like, sentimental items, which is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, but, I love the categories.
Yeah.
No, like what struck you most? Because you guys just read this, and I read this maybe almost 2 years ago.
Well, mine was really hard because, like I said, I was on the road. I was driving while I was listening to it. It's if you want to listen to it, it's pretty short as far as like
yeah, it was 4 hours on YouTube.
Yeah, it's great. four hours, which is kind of nothing. And that was like, you know, 2.5 drives to San Francisco from where I was staying. So I was like dying. I was texting the girls just like, you guys, I can't get rid of anything. I can't declutter. I just have this suitcase. I threw out 2 pairs of leggings while I was on the road. So oh, I was like, don't need these. These don't bring me joy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wear these on laundry day. Get rid of them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, otherwise, Kelsey got to listen to it in her room.
It was the most amazing. I felt like I was on vacation or something. Like it was like a spa day. Of just all these good feelings. Like, Kane came home and I looked manic. I was like,
fucking. So did you sign up for another period?
Oh, shit. Why do you look like that? But I was just like, I reorganized all the drawers and I, like, there was like shit everywhere. Like, all these bags.
Kane is probably like, I don't know what to do with my girlfriend.
He's like, who has inhabited your body? But I was like, I pulled everything out. There was shit everywhere. He like couldn't even walk. And I just was like, I came out like my hair is everywhere. I'm like, I reorganized the drawers. And so everything's folded in a very particular way, but it's pleasing to the eye. And I think you should come look at it. It looks really good. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, it's the magical art of tidying up. And he's like, what is that? And I was like, it's a Japanese woman. She does like all these really interesting ways to clean your house. And I just think it's really good. And he's like, okay, this is really troubling.
Deflating, like coming down off the cocaine snort.
Oh yeah.
And then he's like another person sobering you up. Just like, are you okay? Like,
oh man.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, I needed him to be like exactly at that level of enthusiasm because as it's happening, you're just like, you do feel like you're on some sort of cocaine where you're like, does everybody know about this?
So
everybody
good.
Should know about this. Everybody should be doing this. And so I showed Kane the drawers and I was like, look how good it looks.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he like kind of like snorted and was like, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to stay like this for like
2 days,
a day. Yeah. And I was like, it will not. I was like, this is how we live now. I will teach you how to do this. And he was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. He was like, okay, crazy. Okay. Like, I was like,
you committed to me.
Oh, you committed to me. I was like, this. Don't ruin this for me. Like, don't package step deal. On this. I was.
This is how we live.
I said that exact sentence and
please
he was like,
yeah. So funny. This is how we live.
No going back.
He was so scared. So
I can tell you now.
After every self-help thing, you're like, this is how
this
I live
now. This is who I am. I've uncracked the code. Well, here's the thing. I did this a while ago. My drawers were folded for about a week and a half. So, we'll check up on that.
I
but
know.
Kane might be right. Like,
yeah.
We'll see how long
but
that lasts.
Everything you've gotten rid of. Stuff.
But you know, but the shit sticks with you. The whole, does this spark joy? And the questions that you ask yourself, what is the purpose of this object? Has it fulfilled its purpose already? Why did I get it? When did I get it? How did it land in my house? Does it make me happy when I see it and hold it? Do I see it and hold it on a regular basis? That shit will stick with you.
Yes.
And I have slowly just decluttered my entire, not only my stuff, but honestly my life. Like, it started making me question, like, does this activity that I'm about to go do, does that spark joy?
Wow.
Fucking no.
Wow.
No.
Then bye.
Yeah. Bye. No joke. Yeah. Like, there are certain activities I cut out from my life. There are certain people I cut out. Not because I'm being an asshole, but like, do they spark joy? Do I enjoy my time with them? Or is it an obligation? You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole process. It starts with your stuff, but I swear to God, 2 years later, it goes into so much more than your stuff.
Oh,
and because once you declutter your stuff,
you want to keep going, but there's nothing left.
You're not distracted by the stuff that you have anymore. You have what you need. You're all set. Now you start working on the shit that actually matters.
Yes.
Like you get to the surface. Oh, it's so good, you guys. It keeps getting better.
It's been hard too. It was hard to read this at a time where, especially, and we went over minimalism too fairly recently, and it's been hard because I moved into a new place. When you move into a new place, you got to like buy new stuff for the new place.
Yeah.
You don't need to necessarily, but like on my way home, driving home on Sunday, I stopped at a Ross and I didn't really like the shower curtain I'd bought. So, and I found one I did really like and I bought that and towels and I'm so happy with how they look.
Awesome.
So like I'm good with it.
Yeah.
But I was also, did I need to?
No.
But did the other one spark joy?
They did spark joy.
Well, there you go.
And it makes me feel better, and it's good. And, everything's getting set up now, so I feel like the dust is settling. But I do go home, and I filled up. Like, the things that really resonated with me in this book were at points when she said, the book that you keep saying you're going to read, you're not going to read it.
And yeah. I was like, yes.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right. And also, if you are going to read it, go to the library. Most of those books that you feel like you should read and therefore you will someday, you can get at the library.
Yeah.
So just get over it. So I had like a full, my closet was like full across. I got rid of like all of them pretty much.
Oh my God.
Like pretty much all of them. I don't have any books in my closet. There were a few that I've been meaning to read and I was like, okay, there's like three or four of them, and I put those on my bedside table.
Me too. That exact thing. I was like, these need to be more in my line of sight.
Yeah.
Like, because that will help. But
yeah. And if I don't read them soon, they're gone.
Yeah.
But I had like a book about anxiety that I thrifted.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have like perfectionism shit.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah. All that stuff. I'm like, I would still like to gain the values from this book, so I'm gonna try to read it. But again, if I don't in the next like 3 to 4 months, bye. Like I gotta get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the most useful tool. Like the easiest, really like so useful. Does this give me joy? Like what?
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's like so simple, but like, so, you know, because we just are used to accumulating so many different things and you know, you just like, you don't think about it.
And then you hold on to them. The hard about that is does it give me joy? Like there are things that don't give me joy that I wear almost every day. You know what I mean? Like like basic tank tops. If you pull out like a tank top from Target that's black, does that give you joy? No, but I've worn it 5 days this week and it's a staple. It's something I need. That being said, do I need 15 of them? No. Right. I probably only need like 2 or 3.
Maybe just like the one nice one that like feels good, like the material or maybe makes you like is the good fit for your body that you like or goes with, you know, maybe it sparks joy because it goes with other, you know, things that you have, jeans and boots or whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't agree with in this book that creeped me out a little bit is that like she's really into like appreciating your stuff so much so that you talk to your stuff. I will never talk to my stuff, but I do have an appreciation for it more, but I will never come home and be like, thank you so much, Blazer, for getting through the day with me and making those copies. You know, like I will never do that shit.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither.
That was fucking the only cuckoo part.
Yeah. As witchy and weird as I am with feng shui, that was one where I was like,
so curious,
like record scratch when she was like, tell your shoes that you appreciate the work they did. I'm like, fucking nope. No thanks. I will say though,
dump out your purse and just be like, a really good job today, Keith.
Way to go, Chapstick.
Yeah. And she's just like, hello, house.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a little
too much.
But I will say, I thought that this was very fascinating. I think this will be relatable for many of you. The idea of when we get a new phone, that then all of a sudden you have this old phone that you're getting rid of, but that phone that you're getting rid of used to be like the most important possession, arguably, like of many of your things. Like we rely so heavily on our cell phones now, and it represents so much to us. It's how we hear the voices of loved ones. It's how we communicate through text. It's how we check our social media. Our phones represent so much. So when you get a new one, it's almost like it does feel like you're almost like putting a pet down or something. Like there is an, I feel like there is an emotional connection a little bit with that object because it's been in your life for a few years. It represents things to you. And so she, that was one thing she talked about, like saying something to, and I don't know that I'd ever like say it out loud.
Say it, Kelsey, do it now.
No,
I will not. Because
don't swindle me.
Something.
Yeah. I will not be
like electricity.
Oh my God. But yeah, I feel like I don't know. I kind of got that a little bit of like taking a second to just like, I don't know. I don't want to say talk to it because that's weird to me. But do you know what I mean? Like
thank it
in a way more than you thank like your fucking like
flip-flops.
Yeah. Your flip-flops for walking you around that day. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like phones are very representative of a lot of things.
Interesting. I never felt that way about a phone ever.
I do. I still have this tiny one because I don't want to get a bigger one.
Me too.
Because you like your little
Cheers,
baby phone.
5S.
I hate technology so much that I am so happy to get rid of it. Like, the more technology I can get rid of, like in my life, the happier I feel.
Yeah.
Wow. Like I just don't like any extra things.
Yeah.
I don't like people have tried to gift me like technological advances or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a better like an iPod. I don't even know how to say it.
An iPod.
An iPod. I've been offered an iPad to get an iPad for Christmas. I'm like, no, please don't. Like, I don't even know how to work this fucking phone, let alone another goddamn device
it's
in my life.
It's just a tiny iPad.
You know? So yeah. I was just like, I've been offered, Kindle, iPad, iPod. I'm like,
Next
oh my God, please stop. Please stop.
Accept those things and give them to us.
And I'm like, yeah, can I just get a wine and maybe some snacks?
She gave me an iPad like a year or so ago, and I've never used it because I
really
that I have it.
Yeah, I just feel like I got it all on this, so I'm good, you know. And I have a laptop, so I'm good.
Yeah, the in-between stage is a little weird.
We've kind of touched on this before, but the whole like giving somebody else your stuff and like burdening them with your guilt of the stuff, I loved that too, because it's like when you're giving hand-me-downs or when you're giving friends things that you don't need or whatever, just like, you know, then like because you can't part with it, you're making them have to part with it, and then they're like, oh, but they
that
gave
was
this to
a
me.
Really hard one for me.
That's tough
because I have three younger sisters. I have always given stuff to them. I did it this weekend where I was like, do you want this? Because my sister, and it's works the same way. Like my younger sister has given me stuff that she's just never worn, and then I wear it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't
think it's great,
but I understand what she's saying.
Yeah. Generally. I think it's the presentation of it where it's look, if you don't want this, absolutely no hard feelings.
Get rid of it. I'll get rid of it. Get rid of it. Yeah.
No big deal. Yeah. Totally. It's not like, can I visit this later?
Yeah.
It's just like, do you want this? Will you use it? If you won't, I'm just going to get rid of
it. But some people will want to visit it. Like if you've ever been like gifted something, it's like, how's that painting I made you 12 years ago? Is it still hanging in your kitchen? Like there's people that still are like,
yeah.
There are people that are like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or like my mom talked about like when she first got my stepdad asked her to marry her. They had like a family ring, and the family would call her asking like how the ring was doing. So much so she was like, bye bye. You take the ring back to your family and you get me my own ring because I don't want to deal with this anymore. You know what I mean? Like some people do like have this weird attachment to stuff that if you gift it to somebody, then it's like, ooh, how's my stuff?
Yeah. That's true.
Watching my
pet ring.
Let me
see my stuff. Yeah.
Or you go, do you want this, but can I borrow it sometimes?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you just need space in your closet.
Yeah, that's
I've definitely
weird.
Done that.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, I like you've told us this before we even read it, the whole, would you buy this again?
Oh yeah, that was me.
Oh,
with
that's
the,
from the makeup girl,
my
right?
My friend, who does the
I
YouTube
feel like
videos.
That tied into
that's
this.
A good one.
She does such great decluttering things, and I will add to this too. She told me this recently as like another step of that. The whole idea of like a fantasy self that there's certain items of clothes we keep or whatever where we're like, but you know. When I'm a backup dancer in a P. Diddy music video, I'm going to need this tank top. And it's like, but what is that really going to happen?
Right,
and like, we have these ideas sometimes that we attach to a certain object and it's like, is that actually going to happen though? Or can you part with that?
Right.
So when I go write poetry at the beach, this dress will be amazing.
Right. For that random paparazzi that pops up, you know, it's like,
When you buy clothes for the person you want to be but aren't,
right?
So just give it up.
Yeah, you know?
Right.
Give it to somebody who is that person, yeah, who will get use out of it.
This is sort of like, this isn't quite not using it, but have you ever just bought something and like taken a picture in it and then you post a picture and then you just like never wear it again?
Yes.
Isn't that
That's so gross, and I have done it.
Oh my god!
Where you're just like, okay, so I'm gonna buy this for this thing, and then you take a picture and you wear it for like 2 hours, and then you're just like, all right, it's gone now.
Okay, bye.
Huh. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I bet. Maybe it's that for forth. Halloween.
Yeah, that's a Halloween. Halloween's yeah, acceptable.
That's definitely a Halloween one.
That, yeah. But, oh man, it's so. I really like thrifting, and it's hard to not just buy anything you could use, because it's like, oh, this is $3.
Right.
Like, sometimes that works out great. Like, I got this shirt at like a consignment boutique, $3.
No way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful shirt.
That's an amazing shirt.
Like a Plato's Closet, $3.
Your breasts look incredible in it.
Thank you so much. My boobs are
There's
out.
Been.
I've never seen your boobs this much before. I'm really enjoying myself.
I know, yeah. I did for a while, but
the titty power today has been, you guys,
so good.
We've like changed the Earth's rotation. Like, the gravitational pull of the universe.
You guys are making me so much more attractive. I don't think I said this on the podcast. I think I just said it to you guys privately. Somebody in San Francisco saw me and was like, "Oh, you dyed your hair a little blonde." They're like, "Now you match your podcast buddies." And I was like, "Yeah, I do."
I legitimately fantasize. I hope this doesn't sound creepy, but about doing your guys' makeup in Vegas. Like, I get these weird visions where I'm like, I just want to put this liquid lipstick on Taylor and do a smoky eye on Delaney. Like, I keep getting these visions in my head of just like us in a nice Vegas bathroom, and I'm just like,
it's gonna
doing
happen.
It and I can,
oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait for that either. That's gonna
I'm
be
so
fun.
Excited. I know. I get the same way, but us at like a Magic Mike show.
Yes. Oh, dude.
Can't my make wait. A pregame and then Magic yeah. Mike. Yes.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we are taking a Vegas trip together, and all these things are going to happen. Oh, when one thing working. In this yeah. this book that I also don't agree with is that like don't have any loungewear. I have a little bit of loungewear that I don't wear in public, but I love wearing around my apartment.
Yeah. That's where I've had some trouble lately, because I want to, when I'm touching the shit and going, does this spark joy? I'm like, no, this fits terribly. Yeah. I wear this for when I'm hanging out like a vegetable around my house. Like,
right.
But you wear it all the time.
Yeah, but what do I wear instead of that? Because I don't really want to wear like nice shit. I don't know. I feel a little bit weird about that.
I've just kind of like, I only have like a couple, two shirts, two pants.
Yeah.
And that I just keep it at that. I don't get any more than that.
Yes.
If it's, you have
even
a ton of loungewear.
Very little.
Oh, yeah. Like that's frequent laundry.
It's pretty good. Yeah, so it's like, as long as you don't have like a lot of loungewear, but you're not wearing most of your clothing in public, maybe kind of downsize a little bit.
Also, the scale of loungewear, I feel like, is pretty broad, where I have some things and I'm like, ooh, that is just so deeply unflattering on anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just not meant to be worn, period. And then there's some like yoga pants. You're like, oh, I feel like I look pretty nice right now, but I'm lounging. So I think it's like that. How does this make you feel? And you can still be comfortable in it. You
know? Yeah. This thing, like, this has really stuck with me. Like, I still am getting rid of stuff. Like, even, I mean, like, I'm still kind of slowly going through certain things, like paperwork and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, even yesterday, I asked my boyfriend, I was like, Cam, how long do I have to keep my tax information before I can get rid of it? He's like, because, like, he's in numbers. He's a finance guy. He's like, Delaney, I don't do that stuff. I'm in marketing. I was like, okay, but like, do you know if it's like 3 years or 6 years? He's like, I have absolutely no fucking idea. I was like, okay, I guess I have to Google it. But like, I'm still trying to like, oh, if I don't need all these receipts from 4 years ago because I'm not going to get audited, then I can scan them and throw them away or something.
I don't even use my receipts. I just print out my bank statements.
Same.
Yeah. What's yeah. Up? But it's like, I guess if you get audited, they're going to want to see.
Highlight them.
Oh, there you go. But don't you need the physical receipt?
Awesome.
You need the physical receipt of what the item was. Because if you get audited, which we probably won't for a long, long time, if that ever happens,
if you get in court,
they want to know. Oh, really? You don't need to?
You will know. There's way less of a chance of you getting audited.
Oh, that's great.
But if you're like, you know, you're employed by somebody else, so you are okay. But when you're like self-employed, you're more likely to be audited.
Okay. So I would just say always keep your receipts.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are basically your own business. You should keep your receipts. Anybody, you know, small business owners, keep your receipts. Just file them away because like on your bank statement, it could say like, oh, $50 at Target. But if you don't have the receipt that says I spent it on clothes that I can write off on my taxes, they don't know what you spent at $50 at Target.
really? But so many of them are like Priceline, Hertz. Like, I can't get anything
that stuff
else.
Maybe, but what if it's like you took a personal vacation?
Yeah, they I don't really do
shit.
That.
Just keep your start getting the habit of doing it because
I did for a while,
if you
and did, then I didn't need them, so I was like, I'm just gonna get rid of it.
You'd probably be fine, but you never know. Yeah, I worked in finance at this other place. Really got in my head. I worked in finance for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now I keep all of my receipts, and I write on the back of every receipt what it was for.
Oh,
real
God.
Weirdo.
Wow.
Yeah,
you okay. are full blown.
I don't know
yeah,
how you
full blown.
Like, cluttered all that stuff. That's a lot,
and it's taken some time.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also a point she makes in this book is like you have to do it all in one fell swoop. Like you can't just do like, all right, I'll do books, which I had a really hard time with because I'm like never home. So now I'm like, do I have to wait to like really go through everything? And yeah, so I might just have to wait, even though I really want to like downsize so much.
Try to do like maybe one category at a time if you can't do it all one fell swoop.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Do all your books in one day, and then the next time you're in town, do all of your clothes. Yeah. You know?
The other thing is, I have a lot of like just in case things. Not a lot, but I have a few just in case things. Like I have, but I don't have a ton of stuff. Like I have like two dresses, but I'm like, oh, but if I have to go somewhere and wear a dress,
yeah, that's important.
I have that. And then like I have heels. I never wear them, but like, you know, if I had to go somewhere, then I don't have to buy heels.
Yeah.
But even then I'm like, I should probably get rid of some of these because I can always buy other heels, and I've had these for years and I haven't worn them. I'll usually find a way around wearing heels.
I've done a Me lot too. Of like now that I've decluttered so much, like I know like what I want and what I need and all that kind of stuff. I've kind of traded things out where it's I had these wedges for 7 years and I hated them, so I just bought new wedges that I liked, and I just threw those
idea.
Out and I replaced it. I've been doing a lot of replacing
That's
the last like 6 months.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Upgrade. I have uncomfortable heels, and I should just buy some comfortable ones that I would wear.
Yeah, upgrade
exactly.
that shit.
You just upgrade that shit. That's right.
All right. If you guys want to read this book,
Please do.
Which it really,
it'll change your life.
Oh yeah, I can't recommend this one enough. Magical Art of Tidying Up. You can do it through selfhelplesspodcast.com and click on the Amazon link. It's right on there. You can't miss it. That takes you to Amazon. Type it in. Then I get just me, ladies. We get a little percentage.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. We get a little percentage of the money you spend, and we can use it for like getting merch for you guys, all sorts of cool stuff. Also use that link to buy whatever you want on Amazon.
Oh,
you don't have to just get that book. Get Amazon's got everything under the sun you could possibly want. So do that there. We're going to do our advice segment because we had a lovely listener email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com with something she wanted some advice on. So we're going to tackle it, try and give some advice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This one is from, do you want to do it?
Oh, I didn't know if you had it.
I had it pulled up.
Oh, yeah. This is from, can we say the name?
Yeah,
I think it's fine. Hannah Germain, she said, "Hello, beautifuls. I was wondering if any of you have tried any relaxing hobbies that have become popular in the last few years. What are relaxing hobbies, you ask? Well, I will tell you. Coloring, cross-stitch, crocheting, knitting, or any other form of creative outlet that isn't overwhelmingly stressful. I happen to have a nice collection of coloring books, gel pens, Sharpies, fine tip and regular, colored pencils and crayons. My favorite coloring book is called Fuck That Shit. Love it. There is something amazingly awesome about coloring, swear words, phrases to make them beautiful. Also, if you're in need of some motivation on Amazon, there's a coloring book titled Make Life Your Bitch, which is something I feel we all need to do. As someone that probably had a similar childhood as Taylor, making the word fuck beautiful is a pretty damn good stress relief.
Love that.
Cheers, Hannah G. Hannah is a G. Can we say that? That's cool.
Absolutely.
I have never done any. I have never done adult coloring books or what did she say? Crocheting. I haven't done any of that. I've done a lot of painting and sketching, but none of those other things, which sound fun. I would love to do an adult coloring book and see how
Me
it goes.
Me too. I've almost bought one so many times. But then you got to buy all the pens and stuff.
Yeah.
Or markers.
My mom just gave me like an adult coloring book and a pack of Crayola markers. And I really don't do it that frequently, but the times I've done it, it's nice.
Yeah.
You're never like, relaxing. Oh, this. You're like, yeah. Oh, this is lovely.
Like, it turns
like
your brain
what
off.
She's talking about. I've always looked through them, and I don't like the pictures. I feel like the pictures are too intricate sometimes. I'm like, that just looks like it would stress me out. And then, but coloring like a big fuck sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. Yeah. The ones I got were very, like, intricate, like, cathedral
things. I don't like
so I was
that.
Like, this, now this feels like work.
And I don't want people because the skin is hard.
Yeah.
I just want a big word. That would be awesome. I love that.
I think you should try it. I think you should try the one that she recommended. Make life your bitch.
I'm going to. I'm going to look at
it. Buy it through our Amazon account.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to think. I feel like my relaxing hobbies are always sports. Like, that's been my whole life is sports. But I have done some cross-stitching back in the day. I used to cross-stitch ornaments.
Back in the day.
And I really would like to cross-stitch swear words.
Yeah,
onto, like, pillows or ornaments.
Oh, dude, that'd be fun.
I'd love to, like, cross-stitch something that just says, like, boss bitch or something and, like, give that to you guys for Christmas. You know, like, something.
Oh,
like,
yes, I would love that.
Because it would look so cool in that, like, old-timey cross-stitch font.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
It's why people like those memes of, like, old pictures and then it says just, like, fuck your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That'd be great. Thank you for the tidbit.
Thank you so much, Hannah. That was a really good one. See, that's an example of a great email that really enriched our lives and didn't even ask us for anything. Didn't even ask us for advice. Just wanted to give us something.
Yeah. Yeah. You, I Hannah. Like it. And that's like a lot about like your inner child, making your inner child happy.
Yes.
Try a fun little arts and crafts situation.
Yeah.
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 Nothing wrong with that. Buy some stickers. Stickers make
Absolutely.
Me really happy.
Oh, stickers are so great. So do we want to do hashtag goals?
Who's got goals? I have one really small goal.
Okay, what is it?
I just want to organize my emails. I'm one of those people that just like lets it go really bad to where I just got hundreds and hundreds of emails, and I need to organize them into folders. And yeah, you know, but whatever, miscellaneous contacts, comedy related stuff, acting related stuff, whatever I got to do.
Yeah.
And I need to do that in the next week or so. So that's my little goal.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't know if I guess I'd like to regulate my sleep a little bit. I feel like I've been all over the place and that just, it bleeds into every part of my life. And then I'm a cranky one. So I'm going to try to just like make myself stop. I watch like the Defiant ones on HBO with Kane and we just like, we're watching it till 2 a.m. and then I'm just messed up. And I got,
what time do you wake up? Do you like wake up automatically at a certain
time? I usually wake up between like 8 and 9.
Oof.
So if I'm up really late, then that is hard for me. So
yeah, because I did that. I was on Florida time for week, and usually I try to stay on California time with my sleep schedule, but this time I was like, I'm gonna try to wake up at, you know, by like 10:30, which is, you know, 7:30 our time. Oof. So I've been waking up at like, you know, 7:30, 8 a.m. and that's fine, but it's only like 7 hours of sleep, and that's not enough for me. I need like 9 hours.
I need 9 hours too.
Yeah. I need either 5 or 10. Anything in the middle, I'm fucked up.
That's crazy.
It's very strange. I feel exhausted if it's anything between 5 and 10 hours.
That's so interesting.
It's very strange.
Five is like college hours.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like 5, I feel fine, energized. 10, same thing. But like if I get the 8 hours of recommended sleep, I am a mess.
Weird.
Yeah.
People are also weird.
Very weird.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, just the number of months I went and years when I was working and going to school and doing comedy where I was like, 3.5 hours for 3 days and then like 10 hours one day and then it all over the place. And now that I'm like regular, I need a lot of sleep. And I slept a lot during that week on Florida time and I got used to it. I was like sleeping for like 9 or 10 hours and then I'd like get up for a little while and then I'd take a nap.
There you go.
Part of me thinks like, that was cutting out meat, but
is that your goal as well, to also regulate your sleeps?
Yes, regulate my sleeps. I'm just gonna jump on yours if that's okay.
It's absolutely okay. Come on over.
But I have so much flights and a red eye. We need red eye flights.
Red eye.
Mess.
Oh,
the worst. I do them way more than I wish I did.
Waffle.
Or way more than I'd like to. Yeah.
Yeah, but. It's fine. It's all good. And that kind of teases. So our next episode next week, if you want to
follow along,
gear up or follow along or maybe try cutting out meat this week. We're going to talk about vegetarianism, veganism.
And what the health.
What the health. The documentary that just went on Netflix where they talk about the evils of eating meat. Kelsey and I just watched it, and it scarred us.
It's quite pretty. Mm-hmm. It's pretty potent.
Yeah, I just finished it before you guys got here. Yeah.
It's intense.
It's rough. It makes me sad because I love the taste so much.
I know. And it's so hard to cut out.
It's like, hard.
I think somehow harder than sugar, which is sugar was hard too.
Yeah.
You feel like
it's sick. Harder than sugar for me. But it's easier. It was easier than dairy, but
yeah,
got it. Cause I just love cheese and crackers and bagels and cream cheese, as we know,
as we all know. So we're going to be talking also about like our just journeys with food in general also. Cause I know that I've gone on some weird adjustments in my diet because of
totally
digestive reasons and stuff like that. So
yeah, we've all tried so many things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing that next week. So tune in, subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes. If you haven't already, give us that 5-star rating and review.
Check out Karina C's. Her music is awesome. She does our intro song. She's fantastic.
She's wonderful. And like the Self Helpless page on Facebook. And
thanks so much.
Thank you guys.
Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Why won't it let